that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney.
You'll light that fire up.
The Chico Ceramics Center is firing up its kilns to turn clay into ceramic art. We'll talk with the owner and with the director.
Shining just for me.
On today's show, we'll also share with you songs from City new musicals, currently on movie screens. There's and so the Broadway stage. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
This weekend, the Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival celebrates a great German composer with Midwinter Beethoven. The program explores two of the composer's late works, his piano sonata in E major and his string quartet in A minor. The music starts tonight at 7 o'clock at the Community Hall in Hyampong. Tomorrow, the concert moves to the Trinity Alps Performing Arts Center in Weaverville and starts at 4. Sunday, the festival finishes up at the Morris Graves Museum of Art in Eureka, again starting at 4. The Orland Art Center opens the new year with the exhibit Ellen, Then and Now. This show highlights artist Ellen Heiss, from her landscapes in oil paint to her current ink pen drawings touched with watercolor. Gallery hours, 1 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. At Chico's 1078 Gallery, the exhibit Fortifying the American Dream by Chico State graduate and sculptor Kyle Campbell. Campbell created these works during a 3-month internship at the cast iron plant in Kohler, Wisconsin. 1078 Gallery is open Thursday through Saturday, 11:30 to 5:30. Today, Chico Art Center opens its member showcase. This exhibit illuminates the diverse artistic talent of its current membership. Meet some of those artists at a reception tonight, starting just an hour and a half from now at the center. Wednesday, folk musician and storyteller John McCutcheon returns to Sierra Nevada's Big Room. McCutcheon, a master of the hammer dulcimer, creates intimate, insightful, often hilarious visions of Americana. Catch McCutcheon Wednesday evening, starting at 7:30. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Born this day, one of America's greatest poets, Carl Sandburg, who encourages you to find your own inspiration. Nothing happens, he believed, unless first we dream.
At the Chico Ceramics Center, they're lighting up the kilns so that artists can turn clay into useful objects and works of art. Let's join our visual art expert, Dolores.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and I always love to have a success story, and today there's a wonderful one for the Chico Ceramics Center. It has been in existence for 2 years, and is a multi-purposed center. We're going to first talk with Angie Harris, who is the owner of the center. Angie, can you give us a rundown on what kinds of activities are done in the ceramic center? What kinds of functions do you have? And how to get here and what your hours are?
10 to 6 every day but Sunday. We are a studio foremost. We have a studio space available for artists, which is 24/7 access to the studio. We have firing services where we'll fire people's work for them. We have a retail store where we sell clay and glazes and tools. We have a gallery and a consignment store where we're selling artists' work. And we're now featuring 29 artists in our consignment store, which is pretty exciting for us. We get new people coming in all the time with their work, and it's so beautiful.
And you're such a wonderful link between Chico State, their ceramic department, and the one at Butte College.
Both Mark Murphy, who is the lab tech at Chico State, and Scott Bryson, who is the lab tech at Butte College, have been very, very supportive. When Chico State got their brand new facility, we were able to, at the auction, get a couple of their old kilns. One of their big gas kilns is getting hooked up for us, which I personally am very excited about because I like to work really large, and none of our kilns are quite big enough. I never quite measure, and none of my bowls will quite fit in the kilns that we have right now. So I'm very excited to get the big gas kiln up and running. We love those facilities. We love the instructors at both colleges. I can't imagine them being any more supportive than they've been.
I'm intrigued by the green stickers on certain of the ceramic pieces in this gallery.
We actually have 5 blind artists in our studio. The green stickers on the work indicate that it's one of our blind artists' work. We have Jerry Gregg, who's known as the Orange Man. We have Sherry Pfizer, Sharon Morales, Sue Carlton, who is a beautiful sculptress and is teaching a sculpting class right now that goes on Saturdays. She is a wonderful ceramicist. One of the fun things about classes is sometimes you can't find your footing or just can't find a place to start. So if you take a class and you just get inspired by the other people that are in the class and what they're doing around you. We try to keep our chairs and stuff out of the walkways, and so our blind artists are comfortable here and can get to and from without tripping over people's work or running into things. And they're so supportive of each other, and the beeline has been really wonderful about getting them here and turning around in our very tight parking lot.
I've noticed that ceramic centers are the most companionable and happy atmospheres that you're likely to encounter, not at all competitive. Why is that?
Well, I think because everybody's work is so different. Even when I was out at the college and I would be looking at a book for inspiration and I'd say, I want to make this, your work is never going to look quite like that person's in the book. And that's what's so wonderful about ceramics is you can see somebody's work. Margaret Allen used to call it stealing like an artist. And you would see somebody's work and be inspired by it. But when you tried to do it, it would never quite be the same thing. So there's not that competitive nature. It's just good ribbing. You see somebody's glaze and you're like, how did you make this? What did you use? So there's such a camaraderie in it, but at the same time, an admiration for what somebody else is able to do. We have some big throwers in the center right now, and they are having what I would call a big bowl competition. It's not an outright competition. Someone throws a big bowl, and somebody else throws a bigger one, and then a bigger one, and a bigger one. And I think there's a good 45-inch chip and salsa tray down there right now, which I'm just eyeing. Because I'm like, can't wait to see that glaze because I might try to snag that one.
Robin, tell me how your passion for ceramics developed.
I walked into All Fired Up one day with a friend that was stopping by to get some materials. I was a plein air painter and taught the Bob Ross method. And I saw Delbert's pieces and realized this wasn't just coffee cups and bowls. And I've been hooked ever since. It took me less than a week to sign up at Butte. And I think I spent 5 years there in the ceramics department.
There is something so appealing about putting your hands into clay.
Yes, it's the most therapeutic form of art that I can think of. Even when people bring me troubled kids and say, oh, I don't know if he's going to be able to sit here, I find that as soon as I put a lump of clay in front of anyone, it just evolves into great things. My favorite thing is teaching kids that haven't been told they're doing it wrong yet, and just seeing the creativity that they come up with.
Well, thank you both for bringing art and happiness to this community.
Thank you very much for helping us spread our word that we're here. We're still a little bit of a secret, but our name's getting out there. People are finding us. we're just very thrilled to be here, and we're thrilled that people like you and people in the community have embraced us, and we can't be more thankful. I'm still in love with this little center here, and coming here every day, it just makes my day. I love all of our members and the teachers that have come and brought us their students. I can't imagine doing anything else with my retirement. Fire, 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 fire.
Our visual art expert, Dolores Mitchell, at the Chico Ceramics Center, talking with the owner, Angie Harris, and the gallery director, Robin Lee. The center is located at 198 East 11th Street in Chico.
Y'all light that fire up.
And now on Weekend Showcase, we're going to listen to some songs from brand new original musicals. One of them just opened on Broadway, and the other two are in movies that are currently on screen across the nation. The hottest new show on Broadway is called Dear Evan Hansen. The title character is a painfully shy teenager. He's played by Ben Platt, who you may know from the Pitch Perfect movies. In this introductory song, we're let into the world inside of Evan's head, how he feels isolated. Very briefly, you'll hear from another character, who's a girl at high school that he has a crush on but can't talk to.
No, I got nothing to say. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass. I'm waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear. So I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass. I'm waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me?
Hey, I'm sorry about my brother. I saw him push you. Evan, right?
Evan.
That's your name.
Yes, it is. It's Evan. Sorry.
Why are you sorry?
Because you said Evan, and then I said it. You know, I repeated it, which is just, that is so annoying when people do that, so.
I'm Zoe.
Yes. No, I know, so.
You know?
No. I've seen you play guitar in jazz band. I love jazz band. I love jazz. Well, not all jazz, but definitely like jazz band jazz. That's so weird. I'm sorry.
You apologize a lot.
I'm sorry. I mean, you know what I mean. That's fine.
Okay, well, I'll talk to
you.
You
don't want to sign my cast, do you? What'd you say?
I didn't say anything. You said something.
No, No way. Jose.
Okay. Jose.
Right, because I... We start with stars in our eyes. We start believing that we belong. But every sun doesn't rise. And no one tells you where you went wrong. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear. So I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass. Through a window. can anybody see? Is anybody waving? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? It's like I never made a sound. Will I ever make a sound? On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass, waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? Is anybody waving? Waving, waving. Whoa, whoa.
A song from the show Dear Evan Hansen, currently on Broadway. What happens next in the story is Evan has a confrontation with another troubled young man at school. This young man is a bully and taunts Evan because he discovers Evan typing a letter to himself, a letter headed Dear Evan Hansen. And he's writing this series of letters on the advice of his therapist to talk to himself about his problems and to pep talk himself. Well, this bully boy is so troubled that he ends up committing suicide, and it's a shock to the whole community and the whole school. And they find this letter on his body, and they figure that the bully was typing this letter and that Evan was his only friend and confidant, and maybe someone who could have saved the bully boy. And so Evan becomes famous. He's sort of an internet sensation in the community. And this allows him to get in tight with the bully's family, including the bully's sister, Zoe, the girl that he has a big crush on.
To sell me on reasons to want you. I don't need you to search for the proof that I should. You don't have to convince me. You don't have to be scared you're not enough. 'Cause what we've got going is good. More reminders of all that's been broken. I don't need you to fix what I'd rather forget. Clear the slate and start over. Try to quiet the noises in your head. We can't compete with all that. So what if it's us? What if it's us and only us? And what came before won't count anymore or matter. Can we try that? What if it's you? And what if it's me? And what if that's all that we needed to be? And the rest of the world falls away. What do you say?
I never thought there'd be someone like you who would want me. So I give you 10,000 reasons to not let me go. But if you really see me, if you like me for me and nothing else, that's all that I've wanted for longer than you could possibly know. So it can be us, it can be us.
what came before won't count anymore.
We can try.
From the hot new Broadway musical, Dear Evan Hansen, with music and lyrics by the hottest new team in musical theater, Benj Pasek and Justin Paul. They've been involved in a lot of high-profile projects, but this is their biggest one yet. And Pasek and Paul also have a tie to one of the biggest things on movie screens right now, the return of the original movie musical. And the movie is La La Land. It stars Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone as two Los Angeles strivers. She's an aspiring actress, and he's an aspiring jazz pianist. Here they are after they've discovered that they've fallen in love.
City of stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars, there's so much that I can't see. I felt it from the first embrace I shared with you.
That now our dreams may finally come true. City of stars, just one thing everybody wants. There in the bars and through the smoke screen of the crowded restaurants, it's love. Yes, all we're looking for is love from someone else.
A rush,
a glance,
a touch,
a dance,
a look in somebody's eyes to light up the skies, to open the world and send it reeling. A voice that says I'll be here and you'll be alright. I don't care if I know just where I will go, 'cause all that I need's this crazy feeling I got tapped out of my heart. Think I want it to stay. Stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars,
you never shine so brightly.
Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone in the movie musical La La Land, which is now in theaters. Well, the guy that transformed musical theater forever last year on Broadway is this guy.
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton.
No, not Alexander Hamilton, the title character, but the guy who played Hamilton and wrote all the music and lyrics for the phenomenal Broadway show, Hamilton. And now, Lin-Manuel Miranda is writing songs for Disney. He wrote the songs for the current animated musical, Moana. It's about a young girl on a Polynesian island who dreams of going to far places. Lin-Manuel Miranda is even the person who sings one of the songs in Moana. Here he represents a group of people who are adventurers who sail out into the ocean to discover things. Weekend Showcase for today, the first Friday in 2017. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the new year. For Weekend Showcase, this is Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.